I always love the scenes in movies or in watching situations wherever I'm at where something just doesn't seem right. Like something that shouldn't be going on is going on, and there's a person of justice or there's a person of innocence that's watching this thing happen. And because it doesn't make sense, they have a look of bewilderment on their face, and they're wondering, why isn't somebody doing something about this? You think of the, and it's a scene that I think about often at times, and that's that scene in The Emperor's New Clothes where this king is walking down the street completely naked, and a little boy is the only one that has the guts, or maybe just not even thinking. He sees truth, but this person has no clothes on. Why are we acting like there's clothes on him? He's naked. There's nothing to what he's doing right now. And I see that when we come to this situation in 1 Samuel chapter 17 where Goliath is barking out blasphemies concerning the God of Israel. And it just makes no sense. It makes no sense at all to David as he comes upon the scene. And he's looking at the armies of Israel. He's looking at the king of Israel. He's looking at his brothers, lunch in hand. And he's trying to figure out, why isn't anybody doing something about this? They're all terrified. I mean, you come to this scene in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and this champion, this Philistine of Gath, Goliath, he came up out of the ranks of Philistines and spoke the words as he did before. And he would just yell out things of blasphemy toward the people of God, the people of Israel. We come to the part, verse 24, it says, of chapter 17, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. Verse 25, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And this is our verse. And David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You see, David felt the same way about the challenge issued by Goliath as that boy watching the king with no clothes on. He's like, why isn't somebody doing something about this? This 9-foot champion of the Philistines was not just making Saul's army look cowardly for refusing to respond to that harassment, but he's showing disrespect toward the living God. I mean, if we're the people of Israel and our God is God, how dare this guy say this? And so the Philistines are just making fun of the armies of Israel. They're mocking God when they're doing that. And he's throwing insults at Israel. And God is weak. Your God is weak. He can't do a thing about this. And David just is standing there, and he can't tolerate this. You see, our own honor isn't significant. But people don't show us the respect that they should. It doesn't matter. God is going to take care of that. Romans 8:16 through 19. But when God's character is called into question, that's a whole different issue. When God is ridiculed or belittled, it's the duty of every one of us as Christians to object to that. And we can do that privately or we can do that publicly, but we should never ignore those who dishonor God. So let's not be afraid to defend God's honor. God's going to back us. God's going to take care of it. And we honor God and He'll honor us. And so let me ask you this. How do types of speech dishonor God? Careless words or critical words or caustic words or even cuss words. Matthew 12:35-37 says this, but I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you're going to be justified, and your words will be condemned. or Psalm 101, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And so where do we have a responsibility as Christians to be standing up for God and godly things? Sometimes it may be on social media. Sometimes it may be in a conversation where somebody is mocking God. Do you ever even think about that? Because Matthew 10, 32 and 33 says this, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. And so, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're on the defensive because you're a Christian? 2 Timothy 1:8 says this, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. It's intriguing to me what we'll go to the mat over. Sometimes it's over stuff that really doesn't matter. We're in the midst of an argument. It's like, how did we get here? What are we doing? Why are we going to bat for this? And yet there's times where something of real value, something that really matters, we're not willing to step up and take a stand. Let's be willing to do just that.